Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there, and if you have a mobile, if you're there, if you want to go there on your mobile unit, your smartphone or your tablet, we have a mobile site that will pop up there automatically and show you what we got from a small aspect ratio standpoint, from the small screen standpoint. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Vicki Oliver, 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions, and she's the author of that outstanding book. Vicki, tell us how we can find you online too, please.
Oh, okay, sure. My website is VickiOliver.com.
Vicki with a Y?
With a Y, VickiOliver.com, or you can go on Amazon.
All right, so check that out. I'm really concerned about this situation that we got coming up in the next year, Vicki, because we know that, you know, small business owners have been holding back hiring people.
Right.
Because of the election.
Right.
And now that I don't think they're going to say, okay, I'm not going to hold back 8 years. I've been sort of holding back for 4 years.
Right.
And so now I'm not going to do that for 8 years. I'm going to go ahead and take the risk and you know, deal with the new normal that we have here.
Good.
So I think they're going to start hiring people, but I think that they're still dealing with, okay, you know, how do I find qualified people? As a person who's been unemployed for a year and a half, do they still have the skills? Will they work and play well with others?
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. What do you think? What's your advice?
Well, my advice, first of all, is if you can, just try to freelance a few candidates.
Tell us how that would work.
Well, like, for example, I freelanced at this I have an advertising background, and I freelanced at this ad agency at one point, and they had a bunch of different people that they really liked.
Right.
And they freelanced all of us, and we competed in a friendly kind of way. We competed, and I think it was a fascinating experience, actually.
So that could work. That, but if you're a Main Street small business.
Right.
Freelancing, there may be some jobs you can freelance.
Right, there's some jobs you can freelance.
You can freelance your social media strategy.
Yes, you can.
You don't have to hire an employee for that. You can freelance website updates. You could freelance accounting.
Yes.
Payroll.
Yes, there's lots of things you can freelance if you think about it. And it's kind of good because now you have like a 3-month interview.
Right.
With that person.
And so the difference between freelancing and outsourcing, folks, outsourcing is where you're committed to having somebody do it ad infinitum outside your building. Where freelancing means you're going to let somebody do it off-site, but you're moving towards a potential employee relationship.
Well, when I freelance, it's usually on-site,
right.
Actually.
Okay.
So it depends. You know, it depends on the company. It depends on the situation.
But that kind of a situation, though, you can't freelance on-site forever.
No,
because
you
the
cannot
IRS,
do it forever.
You get upside
no,
down with the IRS.
No, you can't do it forever. It must be a limited amount of time.
Uh-huh.
But it's good because, you know, from the employer standpoint, you get to see how the person is on a daily basis. You don't have any kind of a long-term commitment to that person. You know, I mean, people don't get insurance in that situation. And, you know, it's a good testing ground. And I think for employees, it's also good because, you know, it's a little less pressure. It's a little less pressure. And I would recommend, if you're on the employee side, to go in and to really just be yourself.
So I still want to differentiate, though, between somebody who may be a freelancer. You're coming in. I mean, well, for example, if you're doing social media,
yes,
and you're freelancing for social media,
yeah,
you can only be a long-term freelancer if you've really got other customers,
right?
And so you have to ask about all that. But when you're saying freelancing, and the person is working on site,
yes,
is that a variation on the 90-day, the 60-90-day probation period?
Yes. It's funny you say the thing about probation. I agree with you. Like, probation makes it sound like you've done something wrong.
I don't really like calling it that. It's a handy term to use.
Right. When you peel away the onion, you know, you are on probation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because after that certain amount of time, that company will probably make a decision about you.
Right. Right. Or are you about them?
Are you about that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's nice because you get to see the person in a real environment, your environment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all that, they're just going to work and you're going to see how they are on a real day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the same time, like, you may, it depends on what the job is, but maybe you don't want them in quite as many meetings. Maybe you want them to work and just do their task more.
Right.
Than go. You know, you don't necessarily...
Well, maybe you've thought of them, you know, I could see where you would think of this person for this one job, and you actually bring them in for that job.
Right.
And they're on this option period for both of us. And then when you get into it, you say, wait a minute. One thing I know is I want this person to work for me because I like their behavior and their work habits, but I don't think this person is the right person for the job I wanted, but they may be for another job. I mean, it gives you the chance to interchange assignments with these people.
Exactly. It can be sort of a low-key way of testing somebody out.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can see where you would hire somebody for a position. And it turns out that you let them go because they're not good for that position. They'd be good for something else. VickyOliver.com, 301 smart answers to tough business etiquette questions. Thank you, Vicky, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.